I remember the first time I heard Bruce. It was back in the early throes of my radio career, back in like 1980 in Lake Tahoe. I was working at a small station, and he was cross town at the big rock station in Reno, KOZZ. Even way back then, I knew there was something unique about this individual. His overall delivery seemed like somewhat lackadaisical, but it was intelligent, smart, and witty, and funny. And these were the early days where personality was still allowed, and that's when I became a fan. So fast forward 10 years, I moved back to Reno after being out east for a while, and I'm coming over Mount Rose, and I'm scanning the dial, and I come upon this radio station where this great music is being played. And I'm thinking, well, all of a sudden, the disc jockey comes on, and he's talking a little bit, and he announced himself as being Richard Cabeza. And I said to my sister, that sounds like Bruce Van Dyke. And so this was driving me crazy all day, because every time he'd come on the air talking, I knew that that was Bruce, although he kept telling everybody he's Richard Cabeza. I had to laugh. The brilliance of this guy to pull one over on the FCC like that. Truly amazing. Way to go, Bruce. Well, I knew at that time I needed to be part of this radio station. So lo and behold, I got hired on by our fearless leader, Bruce Van Dyke, and he made me part of the X family. And that's an opportunity I'll be forever grateful for. Bruce Van Dyke, man, you're something else. Thank you so much for the opportunity and for being part of your family. I wish everyone the best. Have a happy Halloween. Out from Nashville, Tennessee, it's your old friend, Emerson Biggins. As always, thanks for being there on Richard Cabeza Day 2022.